Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject called The Bible Principle, Speak to Your Mountain, and we're doing the conclusion today. God has given this example of David and Goliath to look at through the eyes of being a New Testament, new born-again believer. David is a classic example of a spiritual battle between Satan and his demons and the body of Christ and a new born-again believer. We as Christians are to be like David. We are to put the word of God in our hearts, speak it out of our mouth, hit the devil in the head or the situation in the head, take the sword of the Spirit and take his head clean off. I'm not talking about physically taking a person's head off. I'm talking about spiritually taking a situation down and not letting it get back up again. How does this happen? We are to meditate the word of God day and night, and like Joshua did in Joshua 1:8, and it says, if you meditate the word day and night, you will be successful in what you do. We believe the promises of God and allow our faith to grow. David knew his covenant with God. He believed it. He acted in faith on it. He believed God to honor his word. We also, as New Testament believers, through Christ Jesus, we are to know our covenant with God, our blood covenant through Jesus Christ. In other words, we are to know all the promises that belong to us through Christ Jesus. And God will teach us those things. The Holy Spirit will remind us of those things, but we need to put them in our heart first. God is sovereign, yes, but we are co-laborers with Christ Jesus, which means we work with God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus with the word of God to defeat the enemy, that is to defeat the spiritual battles, Satan and his enemies, and to establish the kingdom of God here on the earth. David knew his covenant with God. He believed and he acted on it in faith and believed God to honor his word. David prepared himself with faith well before the battle with Goliath. His past victories prepared him for what fight came next. God is waiting for you to do it. He has already done everything, but he will not do it for you. This is your part of the covenant in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Your breakthrough in your situation or the mountain before you depends on you knowing your covenant or your agreement or the verses or the Bible, believing it, speaking it out, and acting on it by faith. Speak to your mountain or your problems that you are facing in life. Speak to poverty, lack, debt, sickness, disease, bad habits, family and marriage problems, unclean or bad thoughts, bitterness, hate, unforgiveness, doubt, unbelief, etc. In your authority as a believer, command them to be removed in the name of Jesus. Israel and the army of Saul and Saul himself saw a giant, a problem, a mountain. David saw a prize. The giant is one of two things in your eyes, dangerous or valuable. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.